The traditional blind pool fund life cycle is breaking down right in front of us. Elite tech companies stay private for 15 years now. That completely breaks the math on standard 10-year venture timelines. Mega managers are pivoting hard. They are moving assets to perpetual vehicles to pull retail and retirement capital into the asset class. The 10-year fund is on the way out. This is the carry for August 23rd. I went through the top private equity podcast this week, so you do not have to. Here is what actually mattered for deals, capital, and the market. I am West. Let us get into it. A massive capital rotation is underway. The traditional blind pool fund life cycle is fracturing under the weight of extended hold periods. On Private Equity Fundcast, PitchBook's Stephen Bubish laid out exactly where the capital is flowing. He projects that evergreen funds will double from $100 billion to $200 billion over the next 12 months. Mega managers are using these perpetual vehicles as a massive liquidity valve. They are tapping directly into retail and 401k capital pools to feed the middle market. Buyers are pricing this structural shift into their raises. Bubish expects them to clear that $200 billion mark easily next year. Benjamin Black sees the exact same duration mismatch over on How I Invest. He is attacking it from a different angle by moving assets entirely onto public exchanges. Black launched a 1940 Act closed-end vehicle, specifically because elite tech companies now stay private for 15 years. Marketing a fixed-life fund for assets that take two decades to liquidate creates a structural nightmare. It forces general partners onto a permanent treadmill of one-year extensions. Nobody wants that. Black views the heavy compliance cost of these public vehicles as a massive moat for permanent capital. General partners are desperate to lock in committed capital without the artificial pressure of a forced exit. Elite founders refuse to go public early. That dynamic trickles down to every single term sheet. LPs expect a longer hold. They demand a structure that actually matches the underlying asset duration. The 10-year venture math simply does not work anymore. That alters the entire fundraising timeline. It shifts the burden away from the quick flip and towards sustainable, long-term asset management. The market is absolutely punishing the lazy roll-up strategy. Devin Matthews issued a clear warning on Private Equity Fundcast. Buyers refuse to pay platform multiples for unintegrated add-ons. The old playbook of stapling five middle market companies together, centralizing a CFO, and running separate ERPs is completely dead. Strategic buyers demand meticulous technological and operational consolidation before they will underwrite top-tier valuations. Add-ons still account for 75% of all private equity deal volume, but only flawless assets clear the 12.5x multiple hurdle today. Lenders scrutinize these cobbled-together systems. They model out the integration costs that sponsors try to hide. Buyers are ruthless about integration risk. Over on M&A Science, Bill Stone detailed exactly how to execute this consolidation. He explained how SS&C Technologies stripped out duplicate corporate functions across nearly 100 acquisitions. Stone demands day one headcount cuts. He demands immediate platform migration. He routinely compresses a 15x entry multiple down to 3x within a single year. He achieves that purely by eliminating the public company overhead that buyout sponsors routinely fail to touch. Stone claims he can always beat private equity in a bidding war because his operational playbook actually captures the synergies that financial buyers leave on the table. The gap between a cobbled-together portfolio and a truly integrated platform dictates the entire exit valuation. Sponsors face a brutal reality check on operational execution. The multiple expansion free ride is over. Buyers are pricing in the hard work. Over on How I Invest, David George dug into the rapidly changing framework around military technology allocation. He noted that investing in defense requires a much more nuanced view of ethics. The shift away from blunt ESG blacklists is happening fast across the entire allocation space. LPs are moving toward outcomes-based ethical frameworks for defense technology. The old model of categorically excluding aerospace and defense limits returns in an increasingly volatile global market. Allocators are rewriting their mandates to capture capture this growth. The capital flow dictates a completely new approach to underwriting national security assets that fundamentally changes how firms market their defense-focused vehicles. Bill Stone dropped a massive reality check on majority buyout board governance during his appearance on M&A Science. He recounted a clash over taking a company public, telling a colleague that having three guys from Carlyle on the board meant nothing when the sponsor lacked the appetite in Washington. They voted unanimously to go public, and it still did not matter. It is a blunt reminder of where the actual power sits. Formal board governance ultimately answers to the majority sponsor's investment committee. The operational illusion of independence shatters the moment a strategic exit decision hits the table. That dynamic dictates every single boardroom vote. Benjamin Black analyzed the crowding of late-stage venture secondaries on How I Invest. He pointed out that the sheer number of new entrants, every sovereign wealth fund and every family office, is now competing through platforms like Hive or Forge. The historical discount on these late-stage venture secondaries evaporated the moment retail capital crowded the trade. The structural inefficiency is gone. Professional buyers can no longer rely on distressed pricing to generate alpha in the secondary market. The sheer volume of new participants forces institutions to compete on terms rather than pure price. The retail influx completely resets the baseline valuation for pre-IPO technology shares. Investors are rapidly fleeing the rigid constraints of the 10-year fund. They are pivoting directly to evergreen models that actually match the duration of private assets. Meanwhile, buyers are heavily penalizing lazy roll-ups. They demand deeply integrated platforms that prove their worth in actual operational execution. The market rewards structural alignment and operational rigor. That is the carry. See you next Sunday.